Hello everyone, this is Chris Gillen from Waxhaw, North Carolina. Just trying out this new Audioboo app that I just downloaded from the App Store for my iPhone. So far, from what I can see, it looks very promising. I've got to hand it to you. VoiceOver definitely is reading things very, very nicely. I haven't quite experimented and figured everything out yet, but for what it's worth, I've figured most of it out. The only thing that I really have to complain about within the app, which I think this was also a problem with the older version of the app, and by the way, just for those of you who are wondering, when I say the new app, and I'm not saying the update. Yeah. Excuse me. Audioboo has literally made a whole separate app. I mean, they've totally revamped the app from ground up. I mean, the interface is nothing like it used to be. I mean, the interface is like, I mean, literally, we're talking like go to Orlando, Florida, and then turn around and go to Tokyo, Japan. I mean, it's literally that different. I mean, there's no similarities. I mean, it obviously it does identically the same thing it's always done, but it doesn't look anything at all even remotely the same. So just, you know, beware. At any rate, as I was saying, though, the only thing I really don't particularly care for, but again, as I stated a second ago, I think it was this way in the old version as well of Audioboo before they revamped it, where now, one thing I'm going to suggest, by the way, is if you do get this app, the new app, make sure that if you had it previously already installed, make sure you uninstall the old app first before you go installing the new one. Otherwise, what's going to happen is you're going to have two icons on your home screen that both are going to say Audioboo. Now, I don't know visually if the actual app icon looks any different, but from a visual perspective, but I can tell you that VoiceOver isn't going to see it any differently. They're both going to just say Audioboo. So it won't conflict, it's just, it'll be kind of hard for you to know which one is which. So, my advice would be delete the old one first, then go and, you know, do the other one. We're going to have a podcast, hopefully in the next week or two, up on our CLG Productions podcast, which Ben is doing. We got to get the post-production work for it done yet, so I'm not going to give you guys a lot of details about it yet, but what I will tell you is that hopefully in the next week or two, we should have that podcast up where he reviews the new app. But at any rate, what I don't like about it really, and it's not even so much that I don't like it, it's more just a little bit of a kind of annoying factor, in my opinion, is when you're playing booze, and it doesn't matter if you're playing your own booze, it doesn't matter if you're playing someone else's booze, if you're going through the boards, if you're going through featured browsing, whatever. The bottom line is, if you're playing a boo, I don't care how the hell you're doing it, the bottom line is, if you're playing a boo, the problem you're going to run into is, unfortunately, I haven't really found a way to work around this whereby if you tap on one of the boos, or in the case of VoiceOver, double tap on one of the boos to start it playing, if you double tap again on that same boo, it'll pause the thing. But that's the key word, it'll pause it. I have not really found, now I like that feature because if you need to pause it for whatever reason and then resume, that's great. What I don't, however, like is the fact that you can't effectively rewind or fast forward, at least not that I can see. So nor can you return to zero. So, for example, let's say you had a 15-minute long boo, and let's say, for example, that you're 5 minutes into that boo. Well, the only way you're going to be able to hear it again from the beginning is to play it the rest of the 10 minutes out. I haven't really found a way to somehow be able to tell it I want to jump back to the beginning of the boo and start from the beginning again without playing the whole thing through. That, to me, is extremely irritating. I have not found a way to work around that, and to me, that seems very counterproductive, in my honest opinion. But, again, I'm sure there's a reason why they don't do it, but me personally, I think that's really annoying. But that's about the only thing I can really say that I have of any complaint. And it's not even really, like I say, it's not really even a complaint as much as it's just kind of a dismay that I really kind of wish that they would implement, but whatever. For what we got, it works great, and that's the important thing. So, at any rate, I wonder at the bottom of the screen. Pause recording button. 20 pause recording button. Oh, actually, pause recording looks like pause recording button is at the bottom of the screen. Well, hang on. 23, 24. There is no way in heck I have been recording for 23 minutes. 23, 15. Oh, you know, oh, that's kind of interesting. It used to be. Pause recording button. Okay. It used to be that VoiceOver would tell you, and I don't know visually about this, but it used to be that VoiceOver would tell you how long you've been recording. Now it tells you, instead of telling you how long you've been recording, now the counter shows how much time you have remaining to record. I kind of like that. I kind of like that because you don't have to do the calculation in your head. That's kind of nice.
Pause recording.
Let's see here.
22, 27. Pause recording button.
I'm just trying to turn the volume up a little bit here because it's going through my earpiece, not through my loudspeaker. I don't even know if you guys can hear it. Probably not.
Pause recording. 22, 14. Time remaining. Publish button.
Yeah, there's a publish button. Let's see.
Save slash delete button. Publish. Save slash delete button.
Oh, save delete. And that's it. So, yeah, this screen is not very cluttered.
Pause recording button.
I'm gonna go ahead, though, and pause this recording, though, and figure out. That's another thing I really like. Before, it was a little, well, it said stop recording. It didn't say pause recording. So, it wasn't quite as intuitive before as it is now. I think the buttons seem to be a little bit better labeled. They seem to make a little bit more sense and be a little more logical, which, in that perspective, I'll definitely give that to the AudioBoo dev team. They did a really nice job with that. So, you know, definitely great job as far as that's concerned. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and stop this recording, but I just wanted to give my 2 cents worth on that. I really like what I'm seeing, though, thus far. Like I said, I think they still need to get that one feature I mentioned earlier, but aside from that, everything seems to be pretty good. So, yeah.
Pause recording.
Anyway, this is Chris Gilland, and I'm going to be signing out. Be sure, if you hadn't already done so, to visit us online, www.clgproductions.com. Hope to hear from you guys soon. Thanks and take care. God bless.